Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jeffrey's a bar. See, Jeffrey is the chief home officer. He's an award-winning journalist. The SBA said he was the greatest journalist of all time for that year. he's an educated journalist, and he's a home-based business expert because he's been doing it now for all these years. He's an author of three books on being home based, and he's our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be with you, Jim.
So, Jeffrey, I just brought up a name. I'm gonna start with as we go live here, folks. Some of you who've been listening to me for a long time, you'd probably have to go way back. Remember a name, Beverly Williams. Well, Beverly was one of my very first guests back in November of 97. So she would actually be my oldest member of my brain trust, but she retired a few years ago, and now she's passed on. But Beverly was one of the most vociferous home-based business experts and advocates, Jeffrey, that I've ever known.
Yeah.
And she introduced me to you.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yes, I do. Beverly was something else.
She was something, and boy, I tell you what, she didn't suffer fools, and you didn't want to get on, you didn't want to debate her, because she was a force.
Yeah.
So I miss Beverly, and she's a great lady, and I thank her she'd be happy to know that you and I are carrying on the good work. But the other reason I brought her up is because of something you just reminded me of, Chase's calendar. And she told me about Chase's calendar years ago when she created Home-Based Business Day or Week or Eon or something, I've forgotten, in October.
Right, right.
And she just went into Chase's and did it. And you've been doing the same thing, haven't you?
I've been doing the same thing. So, it's a great idea. And people who don't know, Chase's calendar of events is, if you remember what a phone book is, it's literally, I don't even know if they publish it in print anymore. I imagine they do. But it's a phone book sized calendar or collection of events. So it has, it has every event that you would think of for a given year. So it has religious holidays. It has political, I don't want to say governmental, but, different national holidays from around the, some from around the world, but mostly they are those that are celebrated or recognized in the United States. But they take it a step further, and they allow individuals to submit recommendations for what's not a holiday, but for an event. So Beverly had created a National Work at Home Day. I had created a National Work at Home Week. I had created national, and you remember back when I had my book, Safe at Home, a guide to home office safety and security.
I'm looking at my copy right now.
There you go. I created national home office safety and security week. As a work at home dad who's been doing it for almost 30 years, I created National Work at Home Father's Day.
And Chase's helped you do that.
And Chase's, you contact Chase's. So if you go to Chase's, I think it's called Chase's.com, I think is the website, Chase's.com. If you go there, you look at the, you go to the, you look at the listing, make sure someone else doesn't have something similar to what you're looking at. And you can fill out a form, submit it, they review it, they might contact you, and then once it's approved, it's in print. So, for example, Work at Home Father's Day, and it's, of course, got the at sign, but it's Work at Home Father's Day. This year, it's June 16th, so I made Work at Home Father's Day the Friday before Father's Day every year. So one day
that's yours? You did that?
That's mine. So one day each year to honor and celebrate those fathers who have elected to work from home, either as home-based entrepreneurs or teleworkers, to improve family interaction and professional satisfaction annually the Friday before Father's Day. For information, then you put in your name, your phone number, your address if necessary, your email address. And, it's not like you're going to get a bunch of phone calls about this. You know, and people would say, "Oh, you created that. Let's do something. Let's partner on something."
But it does two things. Number one, it demonstrates leadership, thought leadership.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And around which you can build PR.
And that's what's important, is the whole key of this. It's a marketing exercise. And if you're a savvy marketer, as much as you may have a Facebook, or you may have a Twitter feed, or you may have an Instagram, or you might have a blog, or obviously a website, you know, some of this can be built around the day. You can even turn the day into a website.
Well, and Chase's helps you with credibility. It helps you with cachet.
Absolutely.
and it gives you legitimacy, even though you created it. But if you're worried about how pug dogs are treated, or poodles, or whatever, National Hug a Poodle Day. I mean, you know, you can.
Right.
That's a silly example, but the point is that you can try that. You can do that.
Right.
And it's find something in your own world that could it probably needs to have not only it doesn't need to be just self-serving. It needs to have some kind of values based.
Well, as they say, what's in it for them?
Mm-hmm.
If you're a marketer, it's not about what's in it for me. It's about what's in it for them. So it has to have a value that someone else can take away. So it's not work at, you know, Jeff's work at home Father's
mm-hmm.
Day, what made me decide to work from home. It's, you know, it's for all fathers. It's for anybody
right.
who works at, you know, any dad who works at home. I was even thinking about it, how I should, you know, tweak it next year to be,
mm-hmm.
you know, work and stay at home Father's Day. Because there's a lot of dads who the wives go off and are the breadwinners and they stay at home to raise the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's,
yep.
there's a lot of camaraderie there. And there's a lot, and to another point, there's a lot of marketers. You know, the home dad has been a big phenomenon for 30 years for me, but
right.
or at least 25. But for marketers over the past 4 or 5 years, like daddy bloggers have like really caught on.
I'll be darned.
And so if you had something that tied into that, and I didn't reach out and I wasn't contacted. They didn't want me. But, you know, there's opportunities out there. And you think about these niche categories that you may not be, that someone else may not know about. It's not just about creating this day. It's
yeah.
about creating this day and then maximizing it, as they say, activating it. It's about turning it into something. It's about doing a little PR. It's about starting
right.
a blog. It's about writing a book. You know,
there are all these different things. Folks, so check that out. And just think about, get with your team and think about, you know, what could we do that would call attention to something that we care about?
Right.
And how could we be the promoters of it in our area and get a little bit of extra visibility for our company?
Absolutely.
Somebody's probably going to need to be prepared to talk to the media, though. Don't forget that. Quick break, right back with Jeffrey Zabar, chiefhomeofficer.com. That's his website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.